Live from Studio G in the heart of America, I'm Steve Dewar, fighting for you every day from the foxhole of freedom. Yeah, good to have you here. We're fighting for what's going to happen to the nation next. Being brutally honest, this is the Steve Dewar Show. Time to get right into it. Three big things you need to know this hour. Number one, squad members have been secretly going to Cuba in search of socialist nirvana, I guess. Not sure what else it could be, but with a broken border, they must want to see what America is going to look like sometime soon. Number two, you won't have to ditch Mitch after all, because Mitch is taking himself out of the lead position in the United States Senate. Yep, he says he will stay until January of 27, but at least we'll have younger and hopefully more conservative leadership for the Republicans. And number three, let's be clear right from the top today, and I know I am repeating myself, but these ideas bear repeating when they are having such a detrimental effect on all of us. Here it is. None of this is by accident. There it is. None of this is by accident. Everything that you're seeing was put on the fast track by Barack Obama beginning January of 2009. It's been going faster ever since, except for a short respite from 2017 through 2021. This whole effort to fundamentally change America, as Barack Obama promised, has been going on and is going ever faster. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but it never stops. This includes discussions to give the United Nations and the World Health Organization unprecedented control and power over the United States and 190 other countries around the world. It includes ending cash as we know it and installing central bank digital currencies, and at the same time removing the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency, in effect, bankrupting us. It means surrendering your rights more every day to the globalists and watching as the U.S. Constitution fades into the background ever more with each passing year. Every bit of this is by design. It's not an accident. I don't believe in coincidence, at least not this many. And how else would I know that this is not by accident? Well, because they've been telling us in clear, unambiguous language the entire time. I mean, go look up the plans for the United Nations and Agenda 2030, for example. It's all laid out right there for you to read. It's on the website. You'll own nothing, you'll be happy. This is the bottom line. This is the takeaway. It's all there. They spelled it out. They didn't hide. You should believe them when they tell you what they're going to do. You should believe them when they tell you what they're going to do. The World Health Organization also lays out exactly what its plans are on its website, including having almost universal control over what happens when they declare some kind of pressing health threat. And yes, they also proclaim that a world without borders is the world they're pursuing. So when you see the open borders here and in Europe and wonder, well, how is this happening? Why are they letting this go on? Well, it's because this is what they want to have happen. It's what they've designed. And they're pursuing it with all their might. So that even if someone like Donald Trump finds his way to the White House again, he'd not be able to derail the master plans that are in place and have been for years, if not decades. One person can't change this. That's their belief, anyhow. I'm not convinced of that. So let's review some of the things that we have been told and what has come to pass, so you know exactly what I'm talking about when I say, listen to what they say they're going to do and believe them. Believe them when they say they're going to do these things. In 2021, we'll start here. Alejandro Mayorkas was bragging back in 2021 about gutting border security and getting rid of Trump border policies. Here he is.
And I'd like to understand from you what Trump-era immigration policies have been banned, ended, reversed, and if any investigations are underway by you.
So we have rescinded so many Trump immigration policies, it would take so much time to list them.
We have rescinded so many Trump-era policies. It would take so much time to list them. Right there they are, bragging about destroying border security. And then they have the nerve, oh, we need border and immigration reform. Maybe if you hadn't rescinded all of those Trump policies, we wouldn't have this problem. There's Mayorkas, seeing exactly what they've done. Remember, that is the guy that appeared in front of Congress numerous times, declared the border is secure, which by any measure, by any metric, is a blatant lie. He's also the first member of the cabinet to be impeached since Reconstruction, and he told us exactly what he was going to do and what was happening. But when it did, people are like, well, what's going on? Why is this happening? And Secretary Mayorkas is only doing what Joe Biden told us all he intended to do when he ran for president. Joe Biden told us he was going to do that. Remember, Joe Biden promised a border crisis over and over again during his run-up to the 2020 election. First, turn everyone loose. Here's a reminder.
How exactly would you detain immigrants, if at all, in a Biden administration?
The way we did when we reformed the system with the DACA, I would not retain them behind bars. They show up. No, here's what they do. They show up. Sometimes you have an ankle bracelet, you set a hearing. We have to surge to the border, to the areas where people are being held. Get rid of all the cages, everybody out of prisons, be in a position where if the most you put on is an ankle bracelet, that you give a date, you're going to show up for an immigration hearing, and they show up.
Is that for children, adults and children?
Across the board. Totally across the board.
Everybody. Then they just show up, but of course they don't. Of course they don't show up. I mean, there really should not be any surprises here. Except maybe we didn't pay close enough attention. Maybe we didn't take Joe Biden seriously or all the people that were surrogates to him. Maybe we just never thought an open border would look the way it does. But it does. And is the impact something people can see? I would say. How about this? In Seattle, illegals are demanding free housing. The illegals are showing up at city council meetings in Seattle and demanding they get more free stuff. Damn it, that's what they were promised free stuff if they came here. Listen to this.
Seattle City Council disrupted as asylum seekers and their supporters once again pleaded for support. Council President Sarah Nelson saying there are limited resources here.
I don't really want to participate in a conversation that should be had with county leaders, state leaders, federal leaders.
Council ultimately took a break from the meeting in the middle of chants from protesters yelling on behalf of the refugees. At one point, Councilmember Kathy Moore requested that SPD take action.
A request that we have police response. Our physical safety is being threatened by the actions of the demonstrators outside banging on the windows.
Eventually, arrests were made. It's the second time in 2 months that the group from Latin America has called upon Seattle leaders to fund their temporary housing. Refugees have been living in different area hotels, most recently this one in Kent. That stay was funded by Seattle taxpayers. Hennessy's from Venezuela said she knows this protest wasn't the most correct thing to do, but they've got kids. They feel pressured to act for them.
And they've got kids, you see. So do Americans. We have children and grandchildren, too. They're demanding more. We want this, and we want it now. We want new housing. We want new free stuff, and we want it now. We came here because Joe Biden said we're getting all this free stuff. We want jobs. We don't have to work. We want voting rights and driver's licenses and a free house. Seattle, just one example. I've got a lot more for it. Coming up after the break, welcome to it. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Did you know that when you make time to do three simple things each day with your children, talking, reading, and singing, you're helping to shape and strengthen their brains for the years to come? I love to look at the pictures in a book and notice little details about the characters. I pause along the way to ask my child to wonder about how they might feel. When you ask open-ended questions like, "What do you notice?" or "What do you think will happen next?" you're inviting them to be curious. All these rich conversations help develop both their vocabularies and their thinking skills. And it's a great way for you and your child to bond and discover the world together. As a father, helping my child is the most important thing to me. Each of us has the power to create a strong start for our children by talking, reading, and singing with them from the moment they're born and help them to enter school ready to learn and succeed in life. Visit talkingisteaching.org for free tips, resources, and ideas on how to transform everyday moments into magical moments for learning.
Ernie Johnson and Charles Barkley welcoming you back to Susan's cubicle here in Accounts Payable. What an afternoon of nonstop bookkeeping action, Charles. Are you kidding me? She set herself a reminder to get out of that chair and move.
That's a smart use of a timeout.
She's somehow still reading her emails while getting her heart rate up and moving her muscles. Healthy habits that could lower your risk of cancer.
Uh-oh, it's Karen from the IT department.
This is a wrinkle no one saw coming. She means well, but she just derailed the yoga class down in accounts receivable.
There she goes with one of her usual distractions.
But Susan just tosses her a no-look wave.
That's a crazy move.
Let's watch that again. She's stretching, and there's the effortless side wave.
Susan's putting on a clinic.
Susan from accounts payable, dominating. Just get moving. It helps in the prevention of so many cancers.
Stand up to cancer, and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.com.